Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I was in the Macy's, which is actually, it opens directly into the food court area. I was just shopping for my daughter, and, you know, I heard what I thought sounded like firecrackers. Unfortunately, you know, those were gunshots, but the next thing I saw was people ducking and, you know, running towards exits and screaming, there's somebody shooting. So, you know, there was multiple children around. Everybody was really just working to help each other get out. And while that was happening, you know, all I could hear is gunshots continuing.
Here we go again. Another shooting, this time in an Oregon mall, and that's the number one thing on the minds of people listening to News Talk Radio in the past 24 hours. It's Wednesday, December the 12th. I'm Doug Steffen here with that witness to the shooting yesterday in a suburban mall outside of Portland. Three people dead, including the gunman, several others in the hospital. This is where we get started. And it is a horrible way for us to get started, but it seems these continuing conversations about gun control seem to just overcome people in circumstances like this. What's the answer? Well, let's listen to a roundtable of conversation, and then your calls at 800-510-8255. Let's get to, actually, first of all, here's a Portland newscaster. Witnesses talking to the people on the air about what actually took place in that mall.
So I actually witnessed firsthand the gunman entering the scene. I was in the Macy's store shopping, and a slender white man in black wearing a hockey mask, like a Friday the 13th kind of version of it, sort of a white, just plain face hockey mask, came jogging through the Macy's, running toward the public area, and he was holding in full view an assault rifle. And so he most likely entered through one of the back entrances of the Macy's, and just in plain view ran through holding the weapon. And once he entered the public area outside of Macy's, we heard gunshots. And as everyone has said, there's just a flood of people. Everyone ran toward the exits at that point to get out.
It just sounds like you are describing a horror film, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah. More than anything, it was very surreal. A lot of people saw him running through, and Your first thought is it must be something, we thought a flash mob or something, if someone's going to get together and dance or do something lighthearted.
Yeah, that's kind of real.
The last thing you think that is that he was carrying a real gun.
Mina, the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, they said they do want to hear from people like you, so it's important that you let them know what you saw as they try to piece this whole thing together. Did you see anyone in that public area fall to the ground after those shots were fired?
No, I didn't see the shots fired. I saw him running by on his way to shoot the gun, and so it was obvious he wasn't intending to rob the store or anything. He just looked like he was heading toward a public area so that he could shoot.
800-510-8255. So two people shot to death at this mall. The gunman also is dead. People already going back to what Bob Costas had to say, his gun comments. If this person had not had a gun, then would all these people, including him, be alive? This debate goes on and on. I'll tell you, I've been on the radio for a long time. I've never heard anything come out of any of these discussions. Nothing ever changes. The violence continues. 800-510-8255. What the heck is the answer here? Radio host Victoria Taft, along with Brooks Burford, talking on their program about the information as it came out about the shooting.
At our little mall in Clackamas County, there was a shooter who came and killed two people before turning the gun on himself and, of course, in the other interim, wounded another person.
Here is a lieutenant from the Clackamas County Sheriff's Department. His name is James Rhodes.
The shooter's deceased, two dead and one transported to trauma. Additionally, I can confirm that the shooter is dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. By all accounts, there's no rounds fired by law enforcement in the mall today.
It was chaos in Clackamas Town Center today, with hundreds of people fleeing for their lives as gunfire resounded throughout the mall. Sergeant Adam Phillips says Clackamas Town Center, which is a very large mall here, will remain closed until further notice.
The mall is going to remain closed for the rest of this evening, and as long as the police investigation goes on, it will remain closed as well.
So who was this guy, and why did he do it? Here's shopper Jamie McMillan. She saw the gunman, who was wearing a disguise, a very distinctive one.
Black pants and a black jacket is what I could see, with a white mask on. He wasn't necessarily shooting the gun up in the air, but more so at people. It kind of looked like just like a over-his-face kind of Halloween mask.
And he apparently was toting what looked like an AR-15 that has not yet been confirmed by investigators. Gary Dye was there with his wife and his two kids. They were waiting to visit Santa.
I heard this big, huge crash, or, you know, bang, 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 bang. And I was thinking, what the heck was that? And then it kept going. I said, wait a second. Those are gunshots. You know, I just could not believe it. And so then instinctively I ran to my kids, and my wife had grabbed them and were crouching down.
Santa, though, kept his cool. Santa's helpers scattered, but Santa stayed behind until all his helpers were safe.
What in the world? 800-510-8255. Also, excuse me, what I've heard as part of this conversation, the administration and those who go back to the campaign of this year, focusing on what President Obama had to say about the right to bear arms. If you're a gun owner, are you aware of the internal expansion of the federal multiple sales reporting requirement? Up in arms, a lot of gun owners are up in arms. But these sorts of things, when they happen, all they do is put under scrutiny more your right to bear arms. So what's your responsibility, if you're a gun owner, when it comes to making sure that your rights continue? It isn't just a lot of talk. What do you do about situations like this? It is your responsibility, I believe, if you're a gun owner, to be pushing for ways, if you're responsible, for you to keep the right that you have, and to make sure that people like this don't have a gun, can't get a gun, and will not abuse the privilege that you have earned. How do you do that other than just yammering about the same old stuff? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts. What was that?
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new Buying and Selling, tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
800-510-8255. Pretty disgusting reality, actually, to get right down to it. And I go back again to Bob Costas and all of the hoopla about gun control after the Sunday Night Football comments that he made and the lack of understanding or flexibility. Somebody's got to give someplace here. Here's Tim Conway Jr. on his program talking to Lars Larson, another radio host, about the concealed carry laws as they apply to Tuesday's shooting.
The Portland police are no nonsense, and they don't have to have the crazy law rules and regulations that LAPD has to adhere to, and the press up in Portland is not anti Portland police like it is somewhere down here in Los Angeles.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. How do you explain it? All I can say is, and I told somebody earlier tonight that our human society always has had some crazy members. Get a group of 1,000 people, at least a couple of them are a little loony.
Sure.
And that's, I don't want to make light of that, but I'm saying in any group sufficiently large of human beings anywhere on planet Earth, there will be people who will do sick and twisted and depraved things like take somebody else's life. And it's always going to happen. Why it happened there, I don't know. I'm anxious to find out, but I'm willing to bet. If I had to guess, it's probably a romantic connection. I'm willing to bet that somebody was settling a score. And I agree with you, it's not a person.
Right.
The shooter was settling a score that was either based on a job or based on his wife or girlfriend and a boyfriend or something like that. I mean, it is sad because the last time I was there, I carry a gun everywhere, except California, of course, because I can't get a concealed permit for years.
Are you allowed to carry a gun into that mall?
Yes and no. Let me put it this way. I have a concealed carry permit. 8 million Americans do. 150,000 Oregonians out of a state of 4 million. Pretty high percentage. The mall, as I understand it, has a rule buried in the rule book that says no concealed carry. They do not post signs. The last time I was there, I didn't see any signs. And I think that's smart because, frankly, gun-free zones are victim-filled zones, unfortunately, for crazies like this.
Yeah, I think you're
right. Just as that Colorado theater was a posted gun-free zone, and, of course, that meant the shooter, this evil so-and-so, I can't say words on the radio, is going to walk in there knowing that nobody will be able to do anything to him until the police arrive in 5 minutes, which, of course, is 5 minutes too long.
All right, so what Lars is saying, or what I hear him say, what I think I hear him say, is that if somebody in there had a gun, it could have shot this guy. How would you have been able to do that? I'm not disputing the idea, but I don't know, if you're at one end of the mall, this guy's at the other end of the mall, what difference does it make whether you've got a gun or not? I don't get that. 800-510-8255 will allow a few minutes here, encourage your calls on all of this, including the administration point of view on gun control. 21 after the hour.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Putting a spin, I suppose, on this folly in Portland, Oregon. 800-510-8255. We're discussing the shooting at the mall. The witnesses there talk about the people who are dead and what they were experiencing, what they heard, what took place. The information is not sketchy. It seems very specific under the circumstances. So I guess I'm back around to trying to figure out how we deal with this. I had read an article, and the comment that I made a few minutes ago had to do with the question before the voters. The NRA members certainly would probably all have voted for Mitt Romney. Then there is this now continuing argument about how Obama is aggressively trying to stop journalism from examining what they're doing in the administration. Meanwhile, this specific circumstance, Pamela is in Hudson, New Hampshire. All right, your thoughts, calls, ideas, Pamela, here?
Yes. I think the first thing to find out is if this shooter was on any psychiatric drugs.
Well, you'll find that out today or tomorrow.
Yeah, because, you know, what good would it do for gun control? I mean, these kinds
of
people...
Well, under the circumstances, if he is on those drugs, how did he get a gun? Why does he have a gun? How did he procure a gun?
Okay, I don't know, but he could get a knife, a baseball bat,
Knives, baseball bats don't kill this way. Someone would have stopped him. If he'd gone in there with a knife or he'd gone in there with a baseball bat, somebody would have been able to keep him from doing the damage that he did. It's all about... The suddenness of the gun, the shot, the bullet, those things, when you have a knife or you have a baseball bat or some other weapon that you can't conceal, and that when people are around observing it, they're not going to just sit there and watch it. Whereas if somebody pulls out a gun and shoots it 2, 3, 4 times, you can't act fast enough to make a difference.
Yes, that's true, but he could have hurt somebody with something.
Well, but that's not the point. The point is that there are people who have guns that have no business having guns. And what are people who are so interested in having the right to carry guns going to do to protect that right, because it is being abused by people like this? And it is the public is not going to tolerate it. Sooner or later, something serious is going to happen that will either encourage or give the government, if you don't fix it yourself, those of you who are gun owners, I belong to the NRA, but I don't own a gun. If you don't fix it and figure out how to fix it, and just talking about, you know, whatever, I have a right to carry a gun in a mall. That doesn't do anything. You got to figure out a way to keep these people from getting guns, or the people like Obama are going to figure out a way to get guns away from you. That's the simple bottom line. Mark in Lake City, go ahead. You're on the countdown.
Yes, the last story that you had from the reporters regarding the carry permits and the areas that people are not allowed to carry seem to be targeted by these people. He said that this mall, I heard that it was posted, but he said that it wasn't. But that's just hearsay on my part. Yeah. One thing I did hear that in Aurora in Colorado, there were 12 movie theaters within a direct area, some of them closer than the one that the mass gunman went to. And that particular one was the only one out of the 12 that had no person that was allowed to carry firearms.
I don't understand. Even if you were allowed to carry them, how if you were in movie theater number 4 and you had a gun, and this guy goes into movie theater number 8 and starts shooting, how you and number 4 are going to get to him in time to stop him from shooting? I don't understand that. Matthew, you got about 30 seconds here. Go ahead. Matthew. Matthew once. Matthew twice. Matthew gone. All right. So anyway, you got a couple of points of view here. I don't want to spend the whole hour on this because there are other things that are going on. The fiscal cliff, and there's a great deal of conversation developing this week about the so-called right to work and right to work states, so we'll get to that as well. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Veterans are filing an unprecedented number of disability claims, up nearly 50% since 2008 levels. Although the Department of Veterans Affairs completed a record 1 million claims in each of the past 3 years, incoming claims have outpaced VA's ability to process them. A major hurdle is the nearly 5,000 tons of paper files VA receives that must be mailed, sorted, copied, printed, and stored each year. The good news, says VA, is that the paperbound process is being overhauled over the next year to get ahead of the growing demand. VA is changing how its employees across the nation manage claims, including switching from paper files to digital processing, which VA's Undersecretary for Benefits, Allison Hickey, says represents a major undertaking.
This is an extreme makeover for VA. We'll be faster, more effective, and provide better quality. Our veterans, their family members, and survivors are counting on us to get this right.
VA anticipates having all of its 56 regional offices in its new organizational model by the end of 2013. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
What happened to responsibility? A girl recently complained to me that her rights were being violated because she'd run out of her unemployment benefits. She was angry despite living in subsidized housing and on food stamps. She didn't want to find work and felt she had a right to continue living off other people's taxes. People think they have a right to a college education or to health and retirement benefits. Too many Americans don't understand their real rights and their equally real responsibilities as laid out in our founding documents. We have the right to pursue our happiness, not to receive a good life funded by others. We the people have the responsibility as American citizens to look at every law and regulation that governs us through the lens of liberty and oppose those that restrict our freedom or opportunity to succeed.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
So we continue now, 800-510-8255, moving into other events that are on people's minds, the fiscal slope and the continue. I refuse to call it the cliff because I don't think it is. I think it's nonsense. That's news media jargon for BS. There is a slope. There is a concern. There is a reason to wonder about this whole business of spending and taxes and that sort of thing. But are you getting a real fix on it? Do you sense that you have the real story? 800-510-8255. Let's try to piece some of the latest together before we take a few of your calls on this by starting with the talk host Jeff Kuhner here with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about the comments he made. Let Obama raise taxes, says Senator Paul.
Everybody's talking about the fiscal cliff. You have come out and boldly said, let Obama own the tax increases, let him raise rates on everybody, and then when the economy tanks, it'll be on his head and his hands.
I think that's exactly right. You know, I didn't run for office, and most Republicans didn't run for office to be just a bit, little bit less bad than the president, to vote for just a little bit less of an increase in taxes than the president. We're supposed to be the party of limited government and lower taxes, and if we're not going to be that party, I think we might as well disband. So I'm in favor of saying to the Republicans in the House, they want to raise taxes, vote present. Let them have a majority. When it comes to the Senate, all the Republicans vote no. President can sign it. But it's not working. They've tried it in England. They're trying it in California. They're trying it in France. And people are fleeing. People flee. Money goes to where it's welcome. And I think it's a big mistake to raise rates. You'll actually get less revenue and less economic growth.
Senator, in fact, I argued for this about maybe 3 weeks ago. And let me, so I completely agree with you. Let me ask you this, though, just to play devil's advocate. What do you say to many grassroots Republicans who say, well, we elected you to hold the line on taxes, and if you abstain, if you vote present in the House, you're essentially capitulating to massive tax increases, and this is a betrayal? What do you say to them?
I guess the other alternative right now, though, is the Speaker of the House is offering $800 billion in tax increases, and he wants Republicans to vote for a tax increase. This would be better than voting for the Speaker's plan. The best thing would be, and really what the Republicans ought to do, is first of all put up a proposal that extends all the tax rates permanently, and they've done this once before, but go ahead and do it again. So go ahead and vote for what we're for. And then if we cannot pass what we're for and the president will not negotiate with us and the speaker's not inclined to stand firm, then it's a better alternative than voting for it is to allow them to vote for an increase in taxes but not to have any of our fingerprints on it. Let the Democrats own the tax increase.
All right, 800-510-8255. The fiscal slope, what ought to be done? I think that Rand Paul may have the right idea, but that's just my point of view. You may or may not agree with me because it may affect you differently. It's going to affect everybody one way or another, but at some point, it's kind of like gun control. You got to say stop. It has to change, or there's going to be some drastic stuff. People haven't been pushed far enough or hard enough yet. In a lot of these areas, as is obvious by the results of the election, but that doesn't mean there aren't people who are plenty upset about this. The countdown focuses on what's being heard on the issue-oriented talk radio, news talk radio stations, and talk television. Here's talk host Matt Patrick with Lou Dobbs. They talk about the real drop-dead date for getting a deal done.
I believe if we don't get this deal done by, say, end of the week, we're in real trouble. I mean, everybody says end of the year, but Lou, we got to get this through the House and the Senate.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. The strategists that I've been talking with say that Friday looks like the, if you will, the drop dead date to get this thing done so that they can practically move it through, through Capitol Hill and have it to the president.
How likely is that to happen, Lou? And I've watched you on Fox Business, and I know you've been saying that, you're a little skeptical.
Well, I remain skeptical, Matt. The idea that these guys are going to be able to put together anything meaningful, I think remains remote. Even if they do something, it will be a deferral of action. It is really a sad commentary when the president has got one proposal on the table, that's to tax the top 2%. Fine. After that, what do you do? The reality is that'll bring in $82 billion. It won't even amount to 8% of the total deficit for this fiscal year. I mean, this is silliness that we're watching transpire in Washington, D.C., and of course, we should be used to that by now.
And he does not want to talk about touching entitlement programs until next year. At least that's what he's been saying publicly. Do you have any feeling that there may be some, you know, some dealing back in the smoky rooms? I mean, that there might be some deals being cut. I can't believe that he would hold fast to the idea that he could raise, our borrowing limit anytime that he wants to.
If the Republicans were to give him the authority he seeks for effectively unlimited borrowing power, it would be the end of the Republican Party. If the Republican Party accedes to his wishes to raise marginal tax rates, it will be the end of the Republican Party. The Republicans have very little leeway here with their base, which is a significant number of millions and millions of Americans who say this is the time to get our government under control. Matt, last night I did just an exercise for my viewers. I showed them what happens over the course of the next decade if you take the Boehner plan, if you take the Obama plan, or if you take the do-nothing plan. They arrive at effectively the same place. $25.5 trillion in debt in 2022. Now that is playing at the margin, and this is this president says he doesn't like drama. It's much drama over Obama's, really not much at all.
800-510-8255. So the clock is ticking towards the tax hike on you. It'll be less than 20 days now. President thinks the Republicans will join the Democrats to extend the current rates for 98% of earners before the end of the year. He told Barbara Walters that he was pretty confident Republicans would not hold middle class tax hostage to trying to protect tax cuts for high income individuals. He said, it's back to the same stuff. There's optimism with him. Are the Republicans going to cave, I guess, is the bottom line here. 800-510-8255. John in New York says neither party will be happy until they have all your dough.
If, you know, Americans would just stop allowing ourselves to be fooled by this phony Democrat-Republican dog and pony show. These two parties are in on this together. I mean, we already pay, take into consideration, America, what you pay in taxes. You got a 35% federal rate. You got your state tax, Medicare, Medicaid, property tax, town, county, school, sales tax. By the time they're done with you, you're already right now paying 85% of your money. I mean, how much do they want? Is it all right if we keep $10 a week of our own money? I mean, this bailout of $787 billion actually was commitments to the banks of over $30 trillion of your money, America. So until you learn what these people are doing to you, they've been doing this to you for 70 years. We've had Democrats in charge, Republicans in charge, and this globalist thieving train goes straight forward no matter who's running the show.
Something to be said for your point of view, sir. 800-510-8255. Jennifer in Kentucky, how about where do we go?
I was just wanting to say that even though we are going to sacrifice, then I say go over the cliff because we've already sacrificed enough. If we hadn't spent, I don't think it's a couple trillion. I think it's more than that we've spent on the war that has been going on. And America has just gone down the drain. Everything is just pitiful.
All right, how about we offer some solutions? We know things are pretty pitiful. How do we fix this? It's back again to gun control. Everybody yammers about the same thing, listening to the same talking points from the same group of people who have the same ideas. Where are their new ideas? Don in Massachusetts on tax rates going up.
The past 4 years, we get this election, and, here we go again. It feels like an ongoing election, and gas prices are high, electric prices are high, food prices are high. There's your sacrifice right there. And, to me, if taxes go up on the middle class and they start doing all these cuts, Wall Street, the stock exchange is going to turn around and lose out. Their profits are going to continue to turn around and go down, and that bubble is going to burst.
800-510-8255. Dolores is in Ohio and is concerned about protecting her entitlement.
This is the way that I look at it. I think that they're going about it wrong. I think that if you don't put everything on the table, including defense, I think entitlement should be the last thing that they attack. One of the things about the defense budget, to me, is that I'm not saying that we don't need it. Well, of course we do. But I think that it needs to be looked at. And some of the, if we don't look at it, and if we don't trim, we get things like rock star generals who have biographers, that sort of thing. And somehow, the economists and all the specialists and all the experts never mention the defense budget, and I just wonder about that.
What is that? That's almost amusing. 800-510-8255. All right, last point of view. Wilson, we have time for you. What are your thoughts on... you want to go back to Herman Cain?
I think everybody should sacrifice a set tax on everybody. Like this one guy that was running for president... I can't think of his name right now. He had a 999 plan, and everybody would pay the same. The rich, the poor, will be taxed 999. It's a fair plan, and I think that should go into effect.
All right. Now, Herman Cain, who's now a radio talk show host, as the career of Neil Bortz comes to a close, Herman Cain replaces him. It'll be interesting to see where that all goes. But his 999 plan was pretty interesting. Didn't get anywhere because it was too radical. But don't we need a radical change? Hello? 800-510-8255. Okay. So the state of Michigan has passed a right-to-work measure. And, man, has that created a whirlwind conversational opportunity. We'll get to some of the thoughts from hosts and your calls as we have time for next on the Countdown.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Okay. Want to turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new Buying and Selling, tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, asking you to take from your wallet all the paper money that you have. Now get a single, get a $5 bill, get a $10 bill, get a $50 bill, get a $100 bill, and tell me what you think they have in common. Well, that's absolutely correct. They all have a picture of a president. Now what I'd like you to do is imagine that it is your picture on a paper bill that the entire world gets to use. Now you're probably going to say to yourself, well, that's impossible. I am not the president of the United States. And you know what? You might not have to be. All you have to do is to change people's minds. Why does it have to be a president? Why does it have to be consistently? Why can't we change it like we change other things? Make a list of ways that you could be there and then say to yourself, my gosh, I found ways where I could potentially be on a paper bill. If I took other goals and aspirations that are just as high, adopted the same technique, I too could be everywhere. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get into this right-to-work situation. The Michigan House has passed the right-to-work law for public employees. Here are our hosts Joe Donovan and Roberta Jacina talking to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder about why he signed the legislation.
Governor, as far as the reasons behind this, a lot of critics have been saying the real reason is to deny the Democratic Party an important funding base. Union dues presumably would fall significantly, meaning less money for political campaigns, meaning a greater advantage for the Republicans in the election cycles. Are you buying any of that as at least an unintended consequence?
Well, that's not the intended consequence. I mean, that's the only consequence if the unions don't present a good value proposition to the workers and the organizations. Because the point here is to give workers choice. It's their freedom to choose, and I encourage unions to be very proactive about presenting the right value case as to why it's good to join. And when they do, I would expect people to do join. Because we had that during the press conference when I talked about this. Sitting next to me were union members that had come from states where they decided to join a union, but they had the freedom of choice, and they really appreciated that. So that's the main point here is worker choice, freedom to choose.
Governor, do you feel any empathy for those workers? They are scared about their paychecks and their families and their futures. Can you, as a person and as a father and a husband, can you empathize with them?
Well, I can empathize with that because obviously that's what they believe because they're out there. But as a practical matter, again, if you look at it, it doesn't affect the relationship with the union and the employer at all. This is about the relationship between the union and the employees, the workers. And in many other states, it's shown that it's good for workers to have a choice.
All right. I'll take a few calls on this, maybe a little more info on the right to work legislation coming up here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the right to work. Michigan lawmakers passed anti-union legislation yesterday despite the objections of thousands of protesters. The House approved one measure which would ban workplace rules that make union membership a condition of employment for government workers. It then passed a second bill covering private sector workers. Legislation makes Michigan currently one of the most pro-union states in the country, the 24th right-to-work state, making payment of union dues voluntary, even though the union negotiates on a worker's behalf. As the vote was taking place, 10,000 people gathered at the Capitol in protest. I think the president was there yesterday, too, to push the fiscal discussions. He got a lot of support from union workers. Is the union movement crumbling even more in America? And ought that to be the case? Here's Talko Steve Scott with reporter Brian Montepoli about what the right to work law is all about.
Brian, first of all, define right to work. When we hear this, what is a right to work state?
Okay, right. So right now there are 23 states that are right to work, and one of them, the 24th, is going to be Michigan, assuming that this is signed as expected by the Republican governor. And what these laws do is they make it illegal to have these arrangements where employees have to pay union dues. You can't be forced to join a union anywhere in America, but in a lot of companies, there's agreements between the union and the employees and the management that says, okay, well, anybody who's in this company needs to pay union dues. They don't have to join the union, but they have to pay the dues. This outlaws those types of agreements. And unions say, you know, this is a way to weaken us because you're going to have a free rider problem. Someone's going to come into the company, they're going to want the benefits of being in a union, but they're not going to pay the dues. It's going to weaken the union. It's going to end collective bargaining. Your people are not going to have as much money. Well, defenders, most of them Republicans, the Koch brothers, folks like that, they say, you know, this is good for business. It gives the workers more freedom. But ultimately, I do think it's fair to say that this is bad news for unions, and unions have obviously gone through a really hard time. They've seen membership decline from about 30% over the past half century to about 12%. So this is really another blow for them.
So you say it's about two dozen or so states. None of our three local states, New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, is right to work, correct?
That's correct. It's mostly red states. There's some exceptions on Nevada's right to work, but it's mostly red states in the South, and that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, this is something that Republican legislatures want. And so if you've got a Republican legislature, it's going to pass, but it hasn't come to New York. But, you know, folks say this is in Michigan, and that's a state, you know, this is a real cradle of the labor movement. I mean, the sit-down strikes in Flint back in the 1930s were really gave birth to the auto industry labor movement. And so people are saying, you know, if this can come to Michigan, then it can come to Ohio, it can come to Pennsylvania, and you never know. Maybe it'll come to New York.
I've heard some say that right to work equals union busting. Is that hyperbole or is that accurate?
Well, that's what the union folks say. I mean, look, it depends on your perspective on this, but there's no doubt that right to work is going to make it harder for the unions to have the membership that they have now because, you know, folks are not going to be forced to pay the union dues, and that's going to have consequences for the ability of the unions to have leverage when they negotiate to be able to do collective bargaining. Union busting is a loaded term, but certainly right to work is something that hurts unions. But again, you know, proponents will say, look, all this is about is about giving people choice. You shouldn't have to pay union dues if you want to work for a company. You should have the right to join the union or not. So there's arguments on both sides.
All right, so the vote was 56 to 51 to approve the right-to-work legislation. Here is Deborah in Michigan with a focus on the Democrats.
I am a Democrat voter, and I did support the Democrats, but 24 states now have ratified this law, and the Democrats have sat by and watched the Republicans steamroll this legislature through state by state. And now finally they're getting to our state, which is probably the embodiment of unionization. But, you know, at some juncture, Democrats are going to get tired of donating, supporting, while the Democrat politicians sit there and do nothing. And, I mean, you know, the Republicans don't care even if 6% of the public supports anything. They will steamroll what they want through. And the Democrats, I mean, from voting laws and everything else, I mean, the Democrats are going to have to learn to expand their party. They're going to have to learn to stand up and fight for the people that come out and vote for them. I mean, this is nothing new. And yes, you have the right to cut your nose to spite your face. I mean, is there one CEO in this land that will go into court without a pack full of representation and lawyers for his derriere? But, you know, they want people to be stupid enough to give up their rights. So that's all I have to say. And I hope the Democrat politicians realize that they need to wake up and smell the coffee and start, you know, fighting and doing the same thing to Republicans where they get their money and their base from that the Republicans are doing to the Democrats.
That's it for this. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.